Today's guest on the Triple E segment is Mahogany Akita. She's a ballet dancer, model, and actress. Welcome to the show, Mahogany.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I appreciate you stopping by. So as I always say before my Triple E segment, let's dig right in and make it do what it do. Okay? I'll start by saying this. You're a really good dancer. Who influenced you?
I would have to say my mom is my biggest influence. She pushes me to do everything that I do, especially with dance. It's kind of weird how I fell into dance. I started out with gymnastics, and then my pediatrician was like, "You have a dancer on your hands." And then I started dance, and then it stuck.
Wow. All I can say is, My mom's pediatrician probably said when I was born, "You have an eater on your hands." But anyway, I digress. Let's move along. What was your first major performance?
When I was around 10 or 11, I auditioned for New York City Ballet. And they had little dancers, like from maybe 5 to 12, dance on stage with the professionals, and that was probably the biggest stage at SPAC that I've ever danced on, first major performance, and it was Midsummer Night's Dream, and I'll never forget it.
Wow, that's impressive. So, where have you performed since then?
My biggest after that was probably the Boston Contemporary Dance Festival, where at Urbanity Dance, they allowed us to perform some of the pieces that we had learned at the summer intensive. So that was probably my next biggest. I've done like a lot of open mic nights. I danced at Proctor's, which was really cool.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. Now, you said you danced at Proctor's. Was it with an organization, a group?
So I did Poetry in Motion, which was...
Ooh, tell us a little bit about that.
So originally I was supposed to dance to this poem that someone wrote, and it was going to be to music, but then the music stopped at the last second, and so they were kind of just like, "Hey, you want to go out there and want to do a little dance?" So I did a dance, and it was really cool, and they had like a bunch of... different performances there. There was spoken word, there were like singers, and I was the only dancer, which was pretty cool. So.
Oh, wow. So I hear you're in the movies. I mean, the big screen. You mind telling us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so actually at Poetry in Motion, there was this man named Prince Sprav who ran after me after I performed.
And after he ran after you, I'm sure your mom pulled out the gun. But anyway, go ahead.
And he approached me with this idea that he had. He has this company called TBU Productions, and basically with that, he allows the youth to have their own voice through film and the arts and such. So he told me that he was doing this thing, and then I was like, okay, I guess I'll do that. Wasn't really sure what was going on, but I was just gonna do the music video for the soundtrack of the movie, and then he had said that there was an acting portion. Went out for the audition, and I ended up getting the part.
So what is the movie again, and is it local?
It's called Cradle. Yeah, it's based in Schenectady, based off of true stories.
And what is it about?
It's about teen pregnancy, which is a very interesting topic.
Yes.
And I think we're going to have a very big impact on the community once it comes out.
And when is that due to be out? Tell your listeners. I'm sure they're dying to hear.
We're thinking it will either premiere in the summer or in the fall of 2018.
Okay. And most of it was filmed right here in the Capital District.
Yes.
Schenectady. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now, your goals in the future.
Ultimate goal, I want to be a dance teacher. I want to have my own studio. I love teaching little kids. I actually teach right now at my studio. But my goal is to have my own, for sure.
So tell me this. You seem like such a well-rounded young lady. I mean, you're extremely articulate, drop-dead looks. And I know we get that from Mom, Miss Kim, because she was quite a fashion model back in her day, okay? But So like I said, you're so well-rounded.
Thank you so much.
How old are you? What grade are you in? And where do you plan on going to school? Higher education.
I'm 17 years old. I turned 18 in a
week. Bless your heart twice.
Okay. And I plan on taking a gap year because I want to audition for a dance company.
Okay.
So
now, what is a gap year for those who may not know what that means?
So basically, I take a year off of school to travel, think about whatever I want to be so I don't have to rush right into college. And okay. Maybe go okay. into debt or whatever. Okay. So I think for me, it's a better plan to just take a second, take a year, figure out what I want to do, then plan after that what I want.
Okay. So I'll go back to gap year. Mm-hmm. I think I tried to do something like that with my mom. I tried to take a gap year. Mm-hmm. My gap year turned into a slap year, and she told me to go stay in school. But anyway, appearance means a lot. You know, and I know when you're young, especially with young ladies, there's so much pressure on to look good, be small, and, you know, do all of those things in this culture that surrounds us and just demands so much from us. What would you tell a young lady today who looks at you and says, wow, Mahogany, I want to be like you. Where do I start?
I'd say, first of all, you have to create your own path.
Okay.
You can't compare yourself to anybody else. You have to make sure that any sort of adversity that you might face, you have to take that with a grain of salt and say, listen, I'm just going to do whatever I feel like I can do, and you can do anything. You're in charge of your own destiny, your own journey. I think for me, I was lucky enough to have a support system, but if you don't, I think it's up to you within yourself, and if you want it, you can have it. No matter what sort of things you're going through, what sort of environment you're in, no matter what. And I think, honestly, it makes for a better story when right. you have something that's different about you.
Okay, so I want to take a little pause and just say again, this is H. Bosch Jr., WOOC 105.3 FM, Troy, New York. Today's guest is Mahogany Akita, and we're talking to her about her fashion modeling career. She's an actress as well as a terrific ballet dancer. Okay, so we're going to move on to this. Tell me mom's influence on you.
She's always had
and
that
sort
of...
And you can cry if you want. Go ahead.
My mom, I don't know. There's no mom like her, I don't think. She's a superwoman. She's mom and dad. She's whatever you want her to be. And she's
Amen
there.
To that.
She's there when I need her. She's there when I don't want her. Every time, you know, she supports me in everything that I do. When I tell you she'll give an arm and a leg for me to dance, she'll give an arm and a leg for me to dance no matter what. She gets me every sort of opportunity I've had. She's always there in the crowd, whether she's late, whether she's early. She's always there for me, always supports me. Mm-hmm. She's had the biggest impact in my life.
Well, along with giving an arm and a leg to support you, I'm sure if some young man knocks on the door, she's going to put an arm and a leg someplace else, your mom. All right? Because she's no joke. All right. So tell me this. Do you see yourself moving out of this area?
Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely. Right. The area that I live in is not very inspiring. I mm-hmm. think it's really hard to sort of create your way when you're around people who might not be on the same level / path as you, people who aren't as passionate. I think New York City is hustle and bustle, so I think I'd fit right in, just people pushing me. And then I can push myself in that way, too. So New York City is definitely where I'm aiming.
Okay, now where's home for you again? You were born and raised?
I was born in Albany, and I was raised in Saratoga Springs.
Oh, okay. I thought you were originally from L.A., because I'm originally from L.A. Lower Albany. Dude, I'll be in the area all week, folks. Tip your waiter. Tip your waiter. Anyway, moving right along. So how did you wind up in Saratoga? Just
I ask my mom all the time. She doesn't really know either. We kind of just wound up in Saratoga. It
okay.
was a nice area. My grandmother lives there too.
So tell us about your family. Big family, small family?
I have a small family. It's my mom, my stepdad, my brother Cicero, who is my best friend.
Okay.
And our two dogs and our cat.
Oh, okay. Okay, good, good. Because I know as far as extended family, you guys have a really, really big family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now, tell us about the performances you have coming up. Let's go back a little bit. The performance, what was it? You performed at an event where you danced. I think it was the the coming out of that artist last year.
Lee Ray.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that. You were phenomenal.
Thank
and
you
how
so
did you
much.
Get connected to that?
I honestly do not remember how I got that opportunity. I'm sure it had something to do with my mother because she gets everything for me. Uh-huh. I remember just looking at the stage and saying, that's not really a stage, but I think I can do it. Mm-hmm. It was a very small area. And as a dancer, I really like to challenge myself with things like that. And performing at a release party, I was like, okay, let's see what sort of difference I could bring. Mm-hmm. So I think I did Say Yes by Flowetry.
Okay.
And I didn't dance in regular dance clothes. Uh-huh. I danced in like a romper, like
yes.
a normal outfit. Mm-hmm. And I thought that kind of added something different.
It definitely did. You had the crowd in awe. I mean, it was a phenomenal performance.
Thank you
and
so much.
I got pictures with you and your mom that mm-hmm. I got to dig up, mm-hmm. you know. So tell me, what does Mahogany do for fun? Because you seem so disciplined and so structured. What does Mahogany like doing on a Saturday, just kicking back and having fun?
I love music.
Okay.
So
give me some of your top three artists. What do you like?
Kendrick Lamar. He's my favorite. I like Chance the Rapper.
Okay.
And there's a few underground artists that I like. Like I like Saba, who sings like a lot of different songs. I don't know. He's not so mainstream. I don't really like extremely mainstream music. Like I don't really like trap music. So
okay.
I listen
okay.
to music a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I draw.
Okay.
Right. I sing, probably not very well, but mm-hmm. I sing.
Wow. Look. No one can't tell me I can't sing good. In the shower, I've made several hits. You
know? I like hang out with my friends, mm-hmm. Just like a normal person, but they definitely don't come before dance or anything
okay.
like that. So.
So give me some of your inspiring dancers. Who inspired you?
Okay.
Now, there's so many.
Michaela DePrince,
okay.
I actually met her, which was a crazy experience.
Really?
Yeah. When I was, I don't really remember exactly how old I was, but I had an opportunity to take a class with the dancers at Dance Theater of Harlem. And Michaela DePrince was there, and I remember her whispering, "Who is that girl?" And I was like, "Oh my goodness, like it's Michaela DePrince." Basically, she got adopted, and she wanted to be a ballerina from the beginning, and she is. So
oh, wow.
She's amazing. Misty Copeland, obviously, she's like the first African-American dancer
okay.
to be in a company, which
all
was
right.
cool. I'd say those are like my top two inspirational dancers that
okay.
I look up to.
So let's go back to the school piece. You said your school. Is it your school of dance, or, you know, when you talked about your dancing school? Let's talk about that. Wow.
Saratoga City Ballet, I would say, was where I got my start with dance. I call it a dance school because I was there every day
okay.
for hours at a time. And I think it helped me with discipline. So
mm-hmm.
Saratoga City Ballet is definitely where I started.
Oh,
everything.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's go back to some of the people who inspired you. Musically, what's your influences? What's your inspirations?
Because
you're so well versed. You dance, you act, you know. I mean,
I like Kendrick Lamar's music because I think he tells a story. He's not just screaming in my ears. He's
right.
telling
That's
me.
That's musically, not rappers, right? Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, music.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's
mm-hmm.
telling a story. And with my dancing, that's what I want to do.
Okay.
Whenever I think about a dance I'm going to create, I think about what story I could tell.
Great. Now, how about this? Actresses, who inspires you?
Actresses.
Yes.
Or
actors, you know,
actors.
Like the one you're sitting across from.
My favorite actress would probably be... I'm not really sure. I would say, I'm not sure if Kiki Palmer's technically an actress, but
oh,
she's
yes,
been
she
in,
is. Very, very good.
She's been, she was in this movie, or not this movie, this TV show that I used to watch when I was little. I don't remember what it's called, but I used to know every single word to it. I knew every episode. A lot of people say I look like her.
You know what? Mahogany, I can see the features. And let me just, interrupt you for a second. She's in an episode on Netflix. She has a phenomenal role. It's called Berlin Station. It's about the CIA spies. She is so good. I really
she's
like
amazing.
Her. Yeah.
She's,
and 23 years old. I can see you in her.
And she's
you know?
Smart and she's talented, and I really appreciate
it. Yep, and originally from Chicago. Yeah. Oh, wow. That is, yeah, that is really great. So then once you take a break off, because I'm nudging you to say, where do you think you want to go to school at, college?
Okay, so Fordham University is my top college.
Great.
I made it onto the wait list there. They had a lot of enrollments this year. That doesn't mean I'm not accepted. Doesn't mean I'm fully accepted. But Fordham University was my top because they're affiliated with Alvin Ailey, which is my top company where I want to go. Definitely where I want to dance.
Oh, wow.
But that's why I wanted to go to Fordham. University of the Arts is also one of my options.
Now, where's that at? The University of Philly. Oh, okay. So you want to stay close. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I know East Coast dance schools, that's where all the competition is. You know, I mean, you really, really, really have to be on your A game each and every day when you go there. So then tell me this then. What can we expect from you in the future?
Definitely going to be a teacher. So I will have students training underneath me, as well as dancing in a company. I want people to see me on stage. I want to make my name, want to create. They want to know who Mahogany Akita is. I have to tell them.
I love
have
that
to show
name.
Them.
What does Akita mean?
Akita? I'm not sure. I know it's Japanese, though.
Okay. I love that name.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I think those are the things that are my top priority, company and studio.
So before I close out, I want to say, how can people reach you if they want to reach out to Mahogany Akita?
So,
and take your time. Knock it out of the park. This is on you.
Facebook is Mahogany Akita /dancer. And my Instagram is at Mahogany, M-A-H-O-G-A-N-Y .Akita, A-K-I-T-A.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, listen, Miss Mahogany, you are a special, special talent.
Thank you so much.
Along with being stunningly beautiful, you are articulate, you're bright, and you are a true testament when the old saying is, apples don't fall far from the tree. I see so much of your mom in you, and you are an extension of her. What's really, really impressive about you is with all your accomplishments, you are a really successful human being.
Thank you so much.
And remember, as long as you continue to be a successful human being, doors will always open for you. So God bless you. Thank you so much for gracing us today with the interview. We look forward to hearing big, big things from you in the near future. Okay?
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. All right. Well, that was, if you're listening today's, all right, if you were listening, that was Mahogany Akita on the Triple E segment.